Welcome back for day 7 of our 40 for 40 journey through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading for today is Exodus chapter 7, and our key verse is found in verse 16. Sometimes God speaks to us in undeniable ways, by grabbing our attention and ensuring that we understand what it is that God wants us to know. We've seen this already in our journey through Exodus, as God did this to Moses through the burning bush. But there are other times that God is far more subtle, more nuanced in his communication with us. In these moments, if we aren't really paying attention, we can miss what God is trying to relate to us. These whispers of the Holy Spirit often carry helpful guidance and meaningful reminders of God's presence and love. But they can also carry warnings to turn away from sinfulness and bad behaviors. We see God offer one of these whispers to the Pharaoh in our key verse for today. In fact, it is found in just two words. Until now, God says. Until now, the Pharaoh hasn't listened to God, hasn't believed that God is worthy of being feared or respected. Until now, two words that carry so much meaning. First, it implies that the Pharaoh is expected to listen from this point forward. God considers him a subordinate who should be paying attention. It also implies you haven't listened yet, but you will soon. This is a boldly confident speech from Yahweh. God is going to bend the ear of the most powerful man in the world and do it soon. The God who wields this power stands in your corner. The God who is greater than any evil or challenge loves you and wants to provide for you. The God who reigns wants to know you and be known by you. So let's try to listen more closely to hear those whispers that God has for us. Our question for the day is, how can you be more present in your day-to-day life so that you can hear the whispers of God? Do you often find yourself distracted and unable to hear what God has for you? Are you more distracted by your internal monologue or external noise? Often the voice in our heads is louder than any noise. How can you work to still your mind and quiet your soul to listen to God?